turn to the book of Daniel, the first chapter. What I have been thinking upon will carry on from our brother McPhee. Thing that has been upon my mind. Read from Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 1 and verse 8. This is a topic that has been upon my heart much in the last while. It's upon my heart, not only concerning believers, but also I see this need day every day as I go to the school in which I teach at. Verse 8, Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Particular words that is upon my mind, upon my heart, the beginning of this verse. But Daniel purposed in his heart. And really what is upon my mind is, what goal do we have in our life? Dave, every day I see boys and girls come into the school. We seek to teach these boys and girls. And some of the children, they come in and they have a goal in mind. They know what they want. And we find that with those children, we have very little trouble with. They have a goal in mind, and they've centered their attention upon attaining that goal, and so everything they do is centered upon it. But sad to say, we have other children come into the school. They have no personal goal in their own life, and they're drifting. They get nothing really accomplished in a day at school. Their parents have no goal for them. And you know, the saddest thing is when a parent have no goal for their children become discipline problems in the school. Not only do the parents have no goal for them, but that fact that there is no goal in the minds of the parents for their children is communicated to the children, and the children come having no goal and no desire to get any education. But then when I think of the believers, and I think of Christians who come to the meetings, believers who are in assembly fellowship, they may come to the meetings, and I see, and my heart goes out because I think of some of them. They have no goal in life. They have no desire. They haven't even come to the very beginning of Christian experience because they have no goal in life. They don't know what they want to do for God, for Christ. They don't know what they want to do in the assembly. And so they show up. They come. And maybe at the beginning they'll come to every meeting. And then they begin to stop. They stop coming to the prayer meeting. And then they stop coming to the Bible reading, to the ministry meetings. Then they stop coming to the gospel meetings. And then they come to the morning meetings. Maybe every second Sunday, they begin to skip. What do I think it is that is causing them to fail as a believer? Fail. They're really, in effect, they are failing Christ. They're letting him down because they have no goal in life. A few Sundays ago, I spoke about Jacob and about Mary. Jacob, in Genesis chapter 32, Jacob said, I will not let you go until thou bless me. That's mentioned about Mary. Mary would not depart from the tomb until she had seen her Lord. Those two had goals in mind, and God blessed them. Jacob got the blessing and a new name. Mary saw her Lord. But they had something in mind. What is your goal in life. What is your goal as a Christian? Do you know what God would have you to do? Well, think of David, or Daniel we have here. Daniel was one who set a goal in his life. I will not defile myself. And that was Daniel's goal. But there was more to Daniel's goal. It began to come out as we look through this book. Have we set a goal for us? It's important that you do so. I was encouraged by the ministry we have heard. Last night, Brother Ronald, he spoke about our mothers in Israel. He spoke about these women who saw a need, and their goal was to preserve the children of God. And their goal was attained because they had a goal in life. They desired to do something for God. Our brother Portman spoke about some men who were men of settled convictions, who were men who had a goal in their mind, in life. They would go out and they would follow David. This morning our brother Boyle spoke about that David, who those men had centered their lives upon, and why was he one that they could set their life upon, that their goal could be wrapped up in. It was one whose heart was after the heart of God. And here we have Daniel. He set a goal in his life. We don't know how old Daniel was at this time. We make suppositions. Could have been anywhere from 12 to 17. Daniel was a young lad. Yet he set a goal in his life. And the very next verse tells us what God thought of Daniel's goal. Verse 8 tells us, and Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself. Verse 9 tells us what God thought of that goal. Now God brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. God blessed Daniel for his goal that he set in life. And if you want to receive a blessing from God, you must set a goal that will be God-honoring. You must set a goal. If you have no goal, it will be easy to pick out the fact that you have no goal in mind for your Christian experience, because you'll drift. A person who is drifting is like a ship that is set out without the captain in the pilot house. We had an example of that, an illustration, back only a few months ago. That ship, Valdez, sailed out from port, loaded with crude oil. The captain was down in his quarters. And the first mate was busy with other things. And the ship ran into the rocks, and the oil spilled out and polluted the coastline. It was no good. The captain, being in the cabin, did not serve his ship. And if you're one without a goal and your life, you're heading for destruction. You're heading, your life is heading for danger. You must have something in mind that you want to be. Again, if we read over in verse 17, we find God dealing with a man who had a purpose in mind. Verse 17, God gave them knowledge and skill and all the learning and wisdom, and Daniel had understanding in all visions and dreams. You know, the thing that I'm impressed about the life of Daniel, when Daniel set that goal in mind, it didn't depend on what his friends were doing. It doesn't depend on what the person sitting beside you has set for their goal in life. as a believer. It depends on what you are set, what your goal is. It rests upon God. Daniel recognized that the God in heaven was a holy God, and he could not defile himself. And God rewarded him. Now there came other times in the life of Daniel when he had to set a goal in mind. But this was to be Daniel's lifelong goal, that he would not defile himself. So we come over in the chapter, we find Daniel set another goal, and it was a short-term goal. He prayed that night that God would reveal to him the meaning of the king. And God answered his prayer. So there will be times in your life when it will be necessary to set a short-term goal. But you must have that long-term goal set as well. The assembly here in Winnipeg has a goal in mind at this present time. We've got gospel meetings coming up. The goal is to get texts into all the homes of those children, homes of the children who attend the Sunday school, who have attended the children's meetings. It's a goal in mind. And what is that? That is an immediate goal, but what is the long-term goal? That salvation would enter into those houses. But it's important that we set a goal in our life. And Daniel set that goal. That's a question you might ask yourself, and I'll repeat it because our brother already gave it, and I'll repeat it. What is your goal in life? What do you want to be for God? We've been reminded about that many times through these meetings. David had a goal, and he went after it. And David was a man used of God. Daniel was a man who set a goal in his life, and he went after it, and his goal was achieved. The Apostle Paul was one who set a goal in his mind that I might win Christ, and that goal was achieved. But those who set no goal drift, become shipwrecked, and have no value. A person that has no goal in life, in Christian life, is no value to the, has no lasting benefit to the assembly, nor are they any benefit in the world. They drift and drift and drift. How is it going to be for you? What do you have in mind? Do you know what God wants for you? You know, a believer who doesn't know what God wants for them is perhaps a believer who's not listening to what God is telling them. It's not listening. When God prompts their spirit, their conscience. We're reminded this morning that David was a man who had a tender conscience. How's your conscience? Is it tender to the call of God? God wants you to do something for Him. God has a goal in mind for you. I mentioned the children that come to school. Some children, they come and their parents have a goal in mind for them. And their parents want them to do something. And they want them to be something. And those children try to live up to that goal. God has a goal in mind for you, a purpose for your life. And He wants to see you accomplishing that goal. I'll give you an example of a goal being set by a child coming into school. We have a girl right now in grade 9. In grade 7, she came in and I taught her in grade 7. And then I taught her in grade 8. And I see her from time to time in grade 9. In grade 7, she set her goal. She wanted the top award when she graduated from grade 9. And that was her aim. She's got her mind centered on that. I had a number of students that I talked to about setting goals. setting their eye and their goal upon when they were in grade 7. 2 weeks ago, the teacher who's in charge of all the grade 9 said, it's going to be very difficult for us to choose that top person this year. We have 5 people, and he began to name those 5 people. 4 of them were in that class that I spoke to them about setting a goal. One comes from another class. They have their mind set on getting that top trophy, that top award. And it's stuck with them throughout the grade 7 year, throughout the grade 8 year, and now almost finished the grade 9 year. And they're almost within that grasp. And they're not letting any of their marks drop by. They're all maintaining those marks. One of them will obtain their goal. They've set a goal in mind. What has been your goal for this year as a believer? As one in assembly fellowship. Perhaps you're a Sunday school teacher. What is your goal? As a Sunday school teacher. You know, one of the things that I think why some Sunday school teachers go for so long and then they drop off, or go for only start and they teach a few months and then they drop off, is because they have no goal in mind. Nothing they want to accomplish. Nothing that they want to impart to those children. Have you set a goal for yourself that's in keeping with the Word of God? See, some people set goals for their life that's contrary to what God has set out in His Word. God is still a holy God. And Daniel recognized that the God he came with, God he had to deal with, was a holy God, and he would not defile himself. We often think of Joseph. We're not read that Joseph purposed in his heart, but by the tenor of his life was such that was very evident that Daniel had a goal in mind. That Daniel would not defile himself. That Daniel would not destroy what God had given him. And God blessed him. Do you want a blessing for God, from God? Then you set out in your life to do something for God in keeping with the Word of God.